The views expressed in this podcast are those of the participants and should not be considered the views of Fox Rothschild LLP or its attorneys. This podcast is for informational purposes only, is not legal advice, and does not create an attorney-client relationship.
Welcome to Labor Law Lineup. I'm Mark Eskenazi.
And I'm Katie Cahotas.
We're labor and employment attorneys at Fox Rothschild, breaking down how the current state of labor law affects your workplace.
Mark draws on deep experience shaping federal labor policy at both the White House and the National Labor Relations Board.
Katie offers sharp insight as former in-house counsel who's dealt firsthand with a broad range of workplace challenges. Together, we break down labor law news for people leaders.
And we promise to keep it brief because we know your time is valuable and your inbox is full.
Please reach out if you're a client of Fox Rothschild or a listener who wants to continue the conversation on anything we cover.
Today, we're covering labor stories that might come up at the dinner table. These are high visibility disputes involving household names. We recorded this on February 20th.
Let's start with the situation that made it all the way to the Supreme Court. A Pittsburgh newspaper had been locked in a battle with its unions over many issues, including health insurance benefits. The represented employees went on strike in 2022 as a result of the ongoing labor dispute, and they only returned to work in November 2025, ending a three-year work stoppage, one of the longest in U.S. history.
The appellate court issued two orders in 2025. In March, the court required the paper to return to the table to negotiate issues it had unilaterally implemented in 2020. Then, in November, the court affirmed a board decision that found the paper engaged in overall bad faith bargaining. In late December, Justice Alito temporarily stayed that ruling. Temporary stays of labor decisions by the high court are very rare.
But then, in early January, the full Supreme Court lifted the stay, meaning that the Third Circuit's order stood. The very same day, the company announced it would cease operations entirely in May of this year. On top of that, on January 20th, 2026, the NLRB filed contempt charges against the paper for defying the court's order from March 2025.
Labor disputes can have serious consequences, not just for unions and workers, but for companies facing financial pressure. Every executive should understand the interplay between collective bargaining obligations and business viability.
And what this case shows is that also even the newly constituted NLRB won't hesitate to ask a court to hold a company in contempt for failing to comply with its orders. Now let's shift to what's coming in 2026. Several major entertainment and sports unions have contracts expiring this year, and we could see significant labor activity.
The union representing actors and media professionals is heading into negotiations. We all remember the lengthy strikes a couple years ago that shut down Hollywood productions. The writers union is also in a similar position.
On the sports side, Major League Baseball and the WNBA both have CBAs expiring this year. These are leagues with passionate fan bases, so any work stoppage or other major dispute would generate lots of attention.
And we've seen the nurses' strikes on both the East and West Coast get regular news coverage. Our takeaway, even if you're not in these industries, these disputes matter because they shape public perception about labor relations broadly. High-profile strikes tend to energize organizing efforts across industries.
That wraps it up. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.